We lived in the edge of the woods, though, and it was never too hot. It was always cool there, and you could have the house open, you know, with a breeze going through, and we had this big front porch, and we would sometimes throw a pallet down and lie out there, you know, sometimes in the middle of the day to cool off. And pigs and chickens and beef. There were fish ponds nearby. We didn't have one on our farm, but we didn't have time to go fishing much. So I guess we had to buy our fish or eat it out of a can. I've told about making sorghum, did I?
Yeah.
Of course, I said that we did have our own mill and ground the sorghum and had it on the shelf and to sell too. Oh, we had big fireplaces in the winter time. There was never a rest time for farmers who were on the ball, because on rainy days you could go in the corn crib and shuck corn, and on days when you couldn't work out in the field, you could go out in the woods and cut wood and have it piled up, and it took a lot of it to keep three tenant houses and the main house going, because we kept the elders had fireplaces, and I don't know that anybody had a stove, a wood stove. Oh, except to cook on, yes. Yes, the kitchens all had a wood stove, you see, to cook on. That's right. Oh, it didn't take me long after I went up there and didn't know too much about wood cooking. I bought an oil stove, and there was a big pantry attached to the kitchen, and I didn't like eating and cooking in the same room anyway, and I put the oil stove in this pantry. That's also where the cupboard was, and where I made up the graham bread every day. I made enough biscuit for breakfast to last all day, and we made cornbread for dinner with the vegetables. But in the winter, the big fireplace with the fire was nice to sit around that and toast and warm ourselves and our food when we wanted to. I also had something modern, because I was from town and didn't know too much about farm things. When the wartime came and fireless cookers became popular, I managed to buy a two-cell fireless cooker, and that was wonderful. I could heat those soapstones